Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast, Hypnotica with Chantel and Melissa, where we combine our expertise in hypnotherapy and erotica as we share our journey of healing and empowerment. And I'm super excited about today because we are sharing with you what we've learned about the five erotic blueprints. I first heard about this when I was scrolling Netflix and I saw this show called Sex, Love, and Goop with Gwyneth Paltrow. And I was like, ooh, what is this? And this lady named Jaya, she created this whole concept of the five erotic blueprints and how they, how we kind of each have our different personalities, but we also have our different personalities in the bedroom, how we are turned on. And so, yeah, Melissa, take it away. What have you learned about the five erotic blueprints?
Yes. I had a friend and fellow sex coach. Her name is Amber Renee. You can find her on Instagram at Amber Renee, who introduced it to me. She's certified in teaching all of this, and I was so fascinated by it because, yes, there are, this is like your sexual personality. So, and it's not that we're married to one blueprint. We can switch back and forth and things can evolve over time. I just really liked that this is something we can explore and look at. I also want to, at the end of this episode, give you erotica prompts based on your blueprint for you to explore and play with. So, the first blueprint. What's up?
I can have you wait to write.
Yes, I'm also really excited because okay, I'm gonna do this for myself. I'm gonna invite y'all to do this as well, to, of course, write on your blueprint, but I also want to challenge you to write on a blueprint that might feel like a stretch to you. Just to see what comes up for you, what happens, how you feel. So I'm gonna get into the writing part and how to approach that a little bit later. But starting with blueprint number one, there are five, the energetic blueprint. So I want to share my interpretation of the blueprints. I mean, obviously you can use a Google machine or explore more, but the energetic blueprint to me is someone who is very tuned into their intuition and tuned into and very sensitive to their partners as well. They are able to access different states of themselves and their emotionality through orgasm, through their sexual experiences. And they don't necessarily need a lot of touch because they are very energetic, like sensitive beings. So I feel like this is a super fun one to feel into. I know there's like there are shadow sides to each blueprint as well, so this one can feel a little bit superior or have these experiences of feeling more superior to other blueprints because they feel like they have like more of an elevated state of consciousness through their sexuality. So with this one, I'm kind of feeling like if this is you, if you're an energetic blueprint, inviting you to come into like more of a grounding exercises and like really tuning into your body, because I feel like a lot of times we can go out and like tune into our partners. So it's like coming back into your experience, coming back into like really grounding into yourself and who you are in that moment. Chantel, do you want to add anything to
Yeah, I love how you explained it because
that?
when I did the test online, there's a free test and then there's a $17 test where it gives you a lot more detail. But when I did the test, this one was tied for first place. So, yeah. So I do love the anticipatory aspect of, a relationship where you can catch the other person's eye across the room and kind of give a wink. There's like a lot of tease, a lot of, anticipation. It's very like I'm tuned into your energy. Like, even if you're not in the same room, like if you're texting or whatever, like it's a very, like, I don't know, foreplay without the touch is how I would explain it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. It's
like really being tuned in and connected beforehand. Like a lot of just, I mean, and it can include touch, but not necessarily like super sexual touch, right? Like mm-hmm. you come up from behind the person in public and you just slowly put your hand around the curve of their back, the small of their back, like, OMG, that does a lot for me, right? Like,
yep.
Yeah. So that's my interpretation of the energetic blueprint.
Yes, I love that you mentioned the text messaging, because it's like being able to feel someone's energy through text feels really hot to me. So, like, yes.
Yeah, for me, if that's not there, if I don't have the daily, even like, what do you have for dinner? Here's mine. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm really like, it's not that I am, what do you call it? Like, I'm not at all. I have to know every detail all the time. Like, it's not like that. It's just like, oh, you thought of me, you know, or like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like sharing the little details makes me feel very connected.
Agreed. For sure. Yes. Our next blueprint is the sensual blueprint. The sensual is kind of like the energetic, but they are more tuned into the actual five senses. So I feel like these people are really in their bodies, really connected to what turns them on physically. So that looks like soft lighting. I'm also, y'all, before I even get into it, I feel like this is the romance novel of the blueprints. So yeah, it's like the soft lighting and candlelight, maybe the satin sheets and the rose petals. Maybe there's some food nearby. It's all about the physical, sensual, like delighting all five of your senses experience. I also feel like this is fun to play with on your own. Like if you're doing like a self-pleasuring exercise, this is super fun to play with. And like tuning into your body and the type of sensation you like. And obviously that can change. So do you like it softer or harder? Are you playing with toys or not? Really allowing yourself, instead of slipping into what you would normally do, either with yourself or with a partner, what more could you add in? Or if there's a lot going on, like what would you like to subtract? Like how do we want to simplify the experience? The shadow side of this one is it is the sensitivity. So things having to be like just right for you to be able to slow down and to allow yourself to relax. So being mindful of that, and then also being mindful of there's like, I also see the sensuals as if there's a lot of clutter around, it's really hard for you to relax. So like making sure your space is taken care of and things. But if it's feeling, I don't want to, not wanting to judge anyone and saying like, oh, if you're too particular, but just notice when you're starting to get into the land of particularness. Mm-hmm. And like, how can you like relax and like maybe let go a little bit more and or communicate with your partner about what it is that you would need to have a more relaxing experience.
Yeah. Well, this blueprint, the sensual, I also tied for first place. So I know all about this. And I do feel like it's incredibly grounding, like just even like outside of the bedroom, if you feel your mind running away with you or you're getting a little panicked, to tune into each sense one at a time. Like, what can I smell, right? What can I feel? Mm-hmm. What can I taste? What can I, like all of the senses, what am I hearing? You know, like if you're outside, you're like, oh, those are the birds. Like I didn't notice those before. Like it's a very grounding exercise.
Definitely.
And also like when I'm out and about, like I am such, you know, I am very for feeling your feelings. And if you're in a space, in a public space where it's not really the time to do your boohoo sobs, then if you look at the colors, like if you like look for the colors of the rainbow, for example, like, oh, there's a red sign. Oh, there's an orange thing painted. Oh, there's a yellow sun. Or, you know, you go through all the colors of the rainbow. I feel like that's a very helpful tool for me too.
So yes. I also do that. Yeah.
So as a sensual, very, like, I really like clean sheets. I really like if the room is smelling good and the air isn't too humid. And I do like a blindfold some of the time if there's just too much distraction in the room. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if it's light or dark, but, you know, if it is dark, then I feel like I have a lot less distractions. It could be more in my body. Yeah, the sensual is just all about like touch, and I feel like it's very, very important to communicate, you know, what you would like. Mm-hmm. You want it softer, harder, like your partner can't read minds, so why not communicate that?
Absolutely. Yes, that's the thing with a lot of us, and I've done this too, with having the expectation like, oh, the partner should just know. They should just be able to, they know me, they love me, they're here, but they don't, they're an entirely different human being.
And how can we even be known? Because we are so much in our feminine, and the feminine is so like different each time, right? Like, I don't want the same thing every time. That's boring. You know, sometimes I'm in the mood for this and sometimes I'm in the mood for that. And I have to communicate that. And they like that, right? They want to please us, so why not?
Exactly, yes. Our next blueprint is the sexual blueprint. So this is the blueprint that we see all over the place in mainstream media. It is, how do we say this and not get kicked off YouTube? So it is the one that focuses more on getting right to business. So there's not always a lot of foreplay in this
now. Basically anything that is taboo and would get, yeah. That's what this one is.
Basically, yeah. So these folks are going like straight for genitalia, straight to the point, you know, yeah, straight to the point. they're very orgasm focused. They are turned on by nudity. Yeah, this, y'all, this one's mine. So, there's usually like very little, like this is very playful, and there's usually like very little hangups. Folks just want to get right to the point. They just want to go for it. The shadow side of this one is the almost like the lack of sensuality that comes with this, because there's almost the bulldozing of foreplay just to get to like the quote unquote main event, the penetrative event, that there isn't a lot of slowing down and there isn't a lot of sensuality. So with this one, if you find yourself leaning so far into just like getting straight to the point, wanting to invite you into adding a little bit more of sensuality to the mix.
Yeah, I loved it when I learned that, like, that's not all there is to it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the definition can be, like, the energetic connection throughout the day. It can be a lot mm-hmm. of the foreplay, the touching, like, that is also sex. Like, penetration definitely is not the only thing. Like, you can have a good time for hours and hours and hours if you want to. It doesn't have to be a little, a quickie every time, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't have to involve penetrative sex. Like, it doesn't have to, yeah. Like, foreplay could just be the main event.
And it doesn't even have to include orgasm.
Exactly.
Lots of different kinds of orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The most fun times I've ever had was when I was like, I took that off the table. I'm like, that's not what we're here for, neither of us. You know,
Absolutely.
it was almost like the forbidden, right? Like, that's one of my the forbidden. So it was like, no, like, that's not happening here. And of course, way more fun happened then because the expectations were there. We could be more playful and not more like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of pressure sometimes, right? When we're expecting that of the other, when that's not really something that we're all that in control of. So why not have some more fun?
Exactly. Yes. If we can make pleasure the focus instead of orgasm the focus, that would be the best.
Yeah. I'm thinking like for most women, like when you look at the stats of how many women feel like they have orgasmed, there's not a whole lot, right? And so I think that the journey to orgasm is to focus on pleasure. Like if during the time that the two of you are together, if you experience pleasure, that's a win. And every time you feel pleasure, you focus on that and build on that. And that's how you'll eventually get to orgasm. Obviously, there's a lot of nuance that we'll go into that in further episodes. But I just like the idea to like, instead of like, oh, no, I'm not orgasming, like, that's not going to get you there. But focus on like, oh, that felt good. Let's do more of that. Or, you know, like just just sinking into what feels good.
Yes. Yeah. Which I feel like this is like a whole nother episode we could go into of like women or female bodied humans in pleasure, like relaxing into pleasure.
And I mean, it's not just for in the bedroom, it's in life too, how we can relax into pleasure just in general and how we're looking for the good in general and dwell on that. Right. So
absolutely.
That's why I love the study of sex. It's because you can just incorporate all of those aspects into your life and it helps you understand life so much more.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes it's easier to start with pleasure outside the bedroom and then start to incorporate it in. Our next blueprint is the kinky blueprint. So these folks are very focused on having fun. They're very focused on creative expression. And kinky play can open the doors for a lot of healing and a lot of transformation. So there's two different sides of the kinky blueprint. We have the psychological kink and we have the sensation part of it. So psychological is going to be more about like dom sub dynamics, mind play, role play. It's very imaginative. Everything's happening more so in the mind. Sensation is going to be more of what's happening to your body physically. So that's spanking, flogging, ropes. There's an entire list of things, and these can be combined.
Watch the Netflix show How to Build a Sex Room and then you'll kind of and they incorporate different ones of these erotic blueprints in there too, so yeah,
so great fun show. I haven't seen that.
So good. Anyway, you were saying.
Yes, so with the kinky blueprint, these can be combined or not depending on the mood. The shadow side of this one is there's a lot of deep, deep, deep shame that can come with this. My experience with coaching men is that I've had several men tell me that they want to be dominated by a woman and they feel really deep shame around that. They feel like they should not want that. That should not be a thing that's like on the menu for them. I had one man specifically say, like, can you fix me? And no, this isn't about fixing because you don't need to be fixed. This is a desire that you have. So can we explore that desire? And like, what do you need? And I'm asking all of you this, if you are experiencing shame around something, what needs to happen for you? And what type of safety needs to be brought in so you feel good and safe within yourself to explore the things that you want. Because, like, yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah, like, I'm a curious sort, and so I would love to explore a lot of these things that I haven't really tried before, but I feel like it's really important. The consent piece is really important, and I feel like it's almost like baby steps are required, especially if you're new to sex in general. Like, to get the, there's this book, it's called... We'll do another episode on it, but it's all about giving and receiving, and like doing practices outside of the bedroom that are like just touching the other person's arm, for example, and like telling the other person what you like, you know, faster, slower, lighter, softer, that sort of thing, so that you kind of get to know what the other person likes and doesn't like. And also very important for consent, something I really love, because for me, when I get really into it, I find it hard to speak. So I like the idea of the green light, yellow light, red light. So all I have to say is green, and that means, yay, keep doing this. You know, you're very close. Yellow means we need to pause and readjust something because something's not quite right for me. And then red means, like, no, like, stop. Like, this is not happening. Like, not okay. And so it's just such an easy thing to do, where one word like that can mean a whole lot of things, right? And so it's a way to communicate.
I love that. Yes, that kind of goes in line with the safe words, with kink and playing with kink. Yeah, because also same. I have a hard time talking sometimes. So if I just need to focus on one word, yes. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, and I really like yellow because it's not judgy, right? Like, it's just like readjust. Like, there's just a tiny thing off. Everything else is awesome. Like, you, it's not always like, oh, stop everything, never do it again. Like, that's something that stopped me from speaking up, you know, in the past, is because I'm afraid that if I say, oh, this isn't good right at the second, that they're gonna say, oh, never again. And then I'm like, oh no, it's not, that's not what I mean.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. It, being on the receiving end of that too, feels very gentle. Just hearing yellow, it's like, oh, okay, let's readjust. Let's slow down. Let me ask questions then, what needs to be readjusted. It's very inviting.
Yeah. Like, it's not at all judgmental, and that's what needs to be, that's what needs to happen in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. All right, y'all. So our last blueprint is the shapeshifter. The shapeshifters, in any given moment, acquire all of the qualities of each blueprint. So, which is super fun. They have a lot of energy, generally a lot of stamina, and they can just be out here doing all the things. The shadow side of the shapeshifter is there can be a lot of people pleasing happening, because they're easily attuned to what their partners are wanting and want to please their partners. And so they kind of let go of their own needs in favor of their partners. So yeah, these folks, sounds like a really good time, but also like needing to check in with themselves. Like, what do I need right now? What do I need to communicate right now? And noticing when you're people pleasing.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like someone who's a shapeshifter is not really tuned into what they want, only tuned into what the other person wants. And I feel like that can make a person like insatiable. You know, like it's just never enough. And the reason for that is that they do have such a hunger. Those parts of themselves want the things that they want, but they've been almost starved. They've been told no, just so that they can please their partner. And so tuning in to those parts of themselves that do have desires and would like to communicate what they would like, it makes them less insatiable. Like, it makes them more satisfied in the end. You know, it makes it a good experience for everyone, instead of just, you know, like, it, in on the outside, it makes them seem like a great time, right? Because they can do everything and, like, just shapeshift into what you want, but it's not really the winning thing because you have to please yourself first and ask for what you want in order for everyone to have a good time. Because if it's not a win for you both, it's not a win.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And people are turned on by pleasing the other person. I'm not knocking that at all. I'm just saying not to starve out those parts of yourself that also has desires. You know, like I feel Absolutely. Like a lot of people, and like when I was reading that book about giving and receiving the Wheel of Consent, a lot of people have a really big struggle with asking for what they want. Like it brings up tears. Like it's like so foreign to them.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It's really, it feels like it touches on a worthiness wound of like, I'm going to ask you for this. Am I worthy of it?
And deserving of it? We all have that worthiness thing to different degrees, for sure.
We do. Yes. Yes. Ah, y'all, are we ready to write? I have prompts for everyone. Okay, so before I tell you the prompts, super fast, when you are writing, you can write about yourself, you can make up a character, you can be the character. I want you to focus on the thoughts and feelings of the character or you that you're writing about in your story, but also pay attention to how you yourself are feeling in your body. So you're going to notice what thoughts and emotions are coming up. Are you feeling really tense and like clenched? Or are you feeling like, oh, this is so fun? Just noticing. And we're not judging. We're not shaming. We are noticing what's coming up for us. So to start with the energetic blueprint, here is your prompt. I want you to either invite yourself into this experience or invite your reader into it, whether you are going to share this or not. And this goes for everyone also, not that you have to share your work, but invite in the experience of emotional sensitivity and how that plays out sexually. I feel like the energetic blueprint has, I'm seeing like almost like your finger on the pulse of intuition and the inner workings of a human. So please invite us into that. Please let us know what that feels like to you and do so in, yeah, this very erotic and sensual way. So it's like, I almost feel like y'all are opening up the door to your sexual experience through your sensitivity and through your intuition. Yes. And then for my sensuals, I want you to bring food into the mix. No, this is so cliche, but I was like getting this vision of strawberries and chocolate, but you invite in the food that you want to invite into. It could also be a beverage as well, but I was really thinking like something we could chew on. This also, I was feeling for y'all, this could be a self-pleasure session just for you to connect with your own body and your own sensuality. But if you want to add a partner or multiple partners, please do. And then for the sexual blueprint, I want you to write about a sexual experience that is going to regulate your nervous system. So this blueprint, I did not mention this earlier, does like to have sex to get their emotions out and to regulate their nervous system. And I feel like that's not talked about a lot. I also do that. So I'm very excited to write on this. But coming to sex with some kind of emotion, and how does that emotion get worked out sexually? And then how do you or how does your character feel at the end of that experience? For my kinky folks, I want you to write a story that involves kink for specifically for healing and transformation. I want you to write the story that you wish other people knew about kink, because there is a lot of shame wrapped around that. Invite us into the world of healing and transformation. through this avenue. So you can focus strictly on the psychological aspect, on the mind games, the role play, the dom sub dynamics, or the sensation play with the ropes and the spanking and the flogging. Anything else you want to add, or you can decide to combine them. Whatever you, it's the choose your own adventure land. And then lastly, we have our shapeshifters. So I want the shapeshifters to ask for what you want. So you're going to create a scene and all the sexy things are happening and you're noticing that maybe you're slipping into what your partner or partners want. I want you to write about you asking for what you want and then receiving that from your partners. So happy writing. Have so much fun on this adventure. Please let us know in the comments how it goes for you.
My mind was just going in all sorts of different directions. I love it. I can hardly wait to sit down with my journal and my pen and write.
Same. I'm excited. I'm like, oh, I want to play with all these. So yes,
definitely. And it opened up a lot of tabs for future episodes too. Like when you were talking about, you know, coming into sex for the purpose of, you know, to let go of some energy or to, you know, when you're not feeling regulated to feel regulated. Yeah, I have stories on that from my experience and like how I had to even pause and do some tapping, like, you know, how the tapping thing and how that really releases pain from my body. If I have like a whole bunch of energy, sometimes I just get a bunch of like almost like a bubble of energy here and it mm-hmm. gets painful and it has to be released and I can't do it any other way but through tapping because it really hits those meridians in my body and releases the emotion. Like there's usually like a story behind it and all that. And also another thing that came to mind when you were talking about those prompts is like, well, I feel like often for me, I just want to get out of my head, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, just take over, you know, like I just mm-hmm. want to get out of my head. I want to stop thinking because my mind feels like it's going a mile a minute all the time. And when I can get more into my body, then yeah. But there is things that can happen when you just, especially if it's a relatively new partner that you don't know very well and you haven't really ironed out, you know, your will, won't, want list, mm-hmm. you know, like your consent stuff. You can't just tell someone like take over, right? Like you,
yes,
you gotta baby step out of it. So yeah.
So true. Yes, yes. Y'all, next week please join us as we talk about and unpack parts therapy, which is also internal family systems therapy, right? It's all the same.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole lot of different kinds of parts things. There's like parts mm-hmm. integration and yeah. So I'm just going to call it parts therapy because I think IFS parts therapy is a little bit trademarked or, you know, like, yes. But it's fine. It's just the general idea that we all have different parts of ourselves mm-hmm. and often they haven't had a chance to be expressed or there's traumas that have happened that we were too young to process them at the mm-hmm. time. And so that we've developed protective parts around those parts. And there's just with hypnotherapy, you can sort of gain the rapport and trust of those protective parts, ask them to step aside temporarily so that we can see what's going on down below and get, you know, release some of that trapped emotion and process the stuff that was unprocessed. Have your older self give advice to your child self so it's not frozen in time, so you're not so triggered by things. And yeah, it's one of my favorite subjects.
Yes, me too. It's so good. All right, y'all, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.